Devarat Mishnah Nuf Zayin Amar Aleph. Konim Peros HaElu Alai. He made a neder on specific peros. These peros are also to me. Konim Hein Al Pi. Or he said the Lashon Konim Hein Al Pi. Konim Hein Lifi. All these are Lashonos of answering the peros on himself. So then the payers become like hekdish, and if you exchange them for something, the exchange is also usher, and if something grows from them, it's also usher. Sha'ani ochel v'sha'ani toim, but if you phrase the isser, I'm not going to eat from these payers. Right, so then you're not ushering the payers per se. You're just answering yourself on the peiros. And even though normally that's the difference between a neder and a shvua. A shvua is where you answer yourself on the thing, and a neder is where you answer the thing on yourself. But over here, it's still a neder, but you phrased it in such a way that you weren't making the things hektish. You were just making them usher to you. Then, mutter b'chilufeyam v'gidulehim. Then the exchange, or the things that grow for them, are not usher. You only meant the fruit itself, not things that are changed from whatever. That's bedover shazaro kala. That's in something where something grows from it, the original thing is gone. Like wheat or whatever, you put a seed in the ground and it just decomposes and from that comes a new plant. But the old plant isn't there anymore. Av bedover she'ein zaro kala, but something where like a bulb or whatever, or an onion, where the roots come from the existing thing, so part of the new thing is the old thing, then afilu gedule gedulim asurim, then even the gedule gedulim are asur. Rashi, bedover shazaro kala bekarka, the gadol kionchito kiyotziba, the hainu gedulim gemurim, things where the original decomposes and the new thing comes after that, then in a case where you didn't say these peros are osir, but you said I'm not going to taste from peros, then only the peros are osir, but not things you exchange for them or things that grow from them. Ava bedover shein zaro kala kigon hashumim v'abitzolim, right, garlic or onions sheino kala bekarka ela shirava v'gadol begufo, right, they produce new things and part of the old thing is in the new thing. I feel a gedule gedule masurin dekigufayu domik, because that's mamish like the original thing that you asked. Okay, ha'omer le'ishto, similar to that. Ha'omer le'ishto, komim maisi yodayich olai. I'm asking your maisi yodayim to me. Whatever you'll produce, and the Mora explains in other places that you can't ask for something that didn't come yet la'olam. So what you're doing, you're saying, is your hands should be asked to me for what they produce. And the hands are here already. Konim heim al pi, konim heim lefi, all the same kind of thing, where you're ushering the maisi or dayim themselves, then osur bechilufeim v'gidulayim, anything that you exchange for the maisi or dayim, or if she produced a peiris or whatever, and there were gidulim from those peiris, then it's osur too. Shani ochel, shani toim, mutur bechilufeim v'gidulayim, but if he said it in such a way that I'm not going to taste, not going to eat from peiros, then only the peiros are also not their chilufim and not their gedulim. It's only where he said these peiros, he made it like hektish. That's bedover shazaro kala. They're the same thing. Only by something where the gedulim come after the original thing is no longer here. Aval dover shein zaro kala, afilu gedule gedulim asurim. But here's the same thing. Even where you didn't, well, the gedulim wouldn't be osur, right, normally. But if it's something that's ein zaro kala, the part of the original remains in the things that grow, so then even gedulim are osur. Okay, Rashi. Maisi yodayich olai, v'nosim la peiros bishar maisi yodeha, and they gave her fruit as her wages. Hoel v'omer olai osur b'chilufeyim. Right, since he said in that lashon where like he made those things like their hekdish, the chilufim and the gedulim were also asur. Avakiyomer sheini toim, Mashmehen Gufan any time. But he said, I'm not going to eat from fruit. He meant those things themselves, not anything that they're exchanged for whatever. Mehem Gufan any time. Hilkach Mutter Bechilufem Viduleim im Zaro Vitzomchu. Okay, next case. Sha'at Osa any Ochel Ara Pesach. He made the following neder. He said, whatever you earn, right, I'm not going to have any benefit from till Pesach. Okay? Sha'at Osa, any miskasa a Pesach. Or he said, anything that you earn, I'm not going to, or anything you produce, right, whatever you, any clothing you make, I'm not going to wear till Pesach. So, Osufnei Pesach, Mutter Lecho, Liskasa, Sachra Pesach. So basically what he meant to say is the following. Whatever you make before Pesach, I'm not going to wear it till Pesach. But after Pesach, I could wear it. After Pesach, I could have Hanoah. So the intent of the nether was only to asher what will be made or produced before Pesach till Pesach. Okay, that's that, if he says it like that. So Mutter Lecho, Liskasa, Sachra Pesach. What if he said the following? Sha'at osa ara Pesach. Whatever you make till Pesach, eini ochel. I'm not going to eat. So then he didn't limit his iser till Pesach. He just said whatever's made before Pesach, I'm never going to eat. So even after Pesach, he can't eat it if it was made before Pesach. Sha'at osa ara Pesach, eini miskasa. Whatever clothing you produce before till Pesach, I'm not going to ever wear. So also lefnei Pesach, also lech liskasa sachra Pesach. Then whatever she made or produced before Pesach is also forever. Because I said whatever is produced or made before Pesach, I'm never going to eat or never going to wear. Right? But if she made it after Pesach, then he can wear it or immediately. Sha'at nehenes li ad haPesach, im ho leches at leveis avich ad haChag. He made the following saying. He said, You can't have any hanoah from me till Pesach if you go to your father's house till Sukkos. Okay, now, so we don't know till Pesach, right, so the Isser is only till Pesach, but it's contingent on the fact that she went to her father's house any time till Sukkos. So, if she's going to have hanoah from him, what's it called, before Pesach, okay, on Rosh Chodesh Nisan. We're not sure now if that's also or not. Because if she doesn't go to her father's house till Sukkos, it's mutter. If she ends up going to her father's house before Sukkos, then retroactively it was also. Okay. Hol cholefnei haPesach, asura b'hanoso ad haPesach. So if she went to her father's house before Pesach, then we know for sure she's going to her father's house before Sukkos, the Isser was chal. So she's now not allowed to have hanoah till Pesach. He said, anything, if you go to your father's house before Sukkos, you're not allowed to have any hanoah from me till Pesach. So if she went before Pesach, from that point on, she's definitely also till Pesach to have any hanoah. La'achar ha-Pesach b'bal yachel, right? And if what's it called, she had hanoah and she didn't go, then she shouldn't go after Pesach to her father's house, because retroactively she'll be over on an Isser, Ratzah called, having Hanoah from the thing that she wasn't allowed to have if she went to her father's house. So therefore she can't go to her father's house after Pesach, because retroactively she'll be over on Bal Yachel. Sha'at nehenesli ad haChag, im holeches at leveis avich ad haPesach, made a different condition. He said, you can't have any hanoah from me till Sukkos if you go to your father's house before Pesach. Okay, so the Isser remains till Sukkos, but it's contingent on her going to her father's house till Pesach. So if Pesach came and she didn't go to her father's house, then she can have hanoah till Sukkos. But if she had gone to her father's house before Pesach, then she's also banoah till Sukkos. So holchalifnei haPesach asura banoso arachag. If she went before Pesach, then the Isser, kicked in, and she's also till Sukkos. Umuteres leilich achra Pesach. However, if she didn't go to her father's house before Pesach, so the Isser never kicked in, and then she's allowed to go after Pesach, and she can have hanoah because the Isser was contingent on her going to her father's house before Pesach, then there's an Isser till Sukkos. But if she ended up not going to her father's house before Pesach, then the Isser can never kick in. Memela, it's mutter to have Hanoah. See Rashi. Sha'at Osa Eini Ochel Ara Pesach Domer Hochi Konim Olai Mashat Osa. He said to her the following: it's Osir to me what you produce. She'eini ochel mimaisi of that. I'm not going to eat any of the produce of your what you produce. Ara Pesach till Pesach. Osha Omer Konim Shat Osa She'eini Miskasa Mikom Alach Ara Pesach. Or he says, whatever you make clothing till Pesach, I'm not going to wear. Mutalach Ara Pesach. Then he only meant to say, whatever you make before Pesach, I'm not going to have enjoyment for until Pesach. After Pesach, even though you made it before Pesach, I can wear it after Pesach. Sharelo noder mikoma shetase el ara Pesach. The issue was only till Pesach. Afilo achra Pesach osir. But if he said, whatever you make before Pesach, I'm never going to wear, then if she made it before Pesach, he can never wear it or never enjoy it. Lechol iskasus mikosh osir laolam sharelo kova bozman. He didn't make any zman for the issue. He just made whatever is made till Pesach is osir to me forever. Hoya omid ba'adar. V'omer konim shat nehenes liyad haPesach im telchi leveis ovich me'achshuv adachad. Right, it's Rosh Chodesh Adar, and he said, look, I'm not going to have, what's it called, you can't have any hanor from me till Pesach if you end up going to your father's house any time till Sukkos. So until she goes to her father's house till Sukkos, the Isser doesn't kick in. Right? But holchel lefnei haPesach asura banosar haPesach. But the Isser only remains till Pesach. But if she goes after Pesach, then retroactively, she wasn't allowed to have Hanoah till Pesach. And if she had Hanoah till Pesach, she's over retroactively. Holcha Achara Pesach, Vahare hi nehenes mimenu kodama Pesach. If she goes after Pesach, and she had already had enjoyment from him before Pesach, so now retroactively, she's over on the nether. Nimtza over b'bal yachil devaro b'mashin ahenes mimenu kodama Pesach. Sharehi hu adira ara Pesach. Because he said, you can't have any hanor from me till Pesach if in the end you'll end up going to your father's house till Sukkos. Umuteres le'elchach ara Pesach. But if he made the t'nai that if you go to your father's house before Pesach, then you're osir. Right? Then what's it called? Then even if she had hanor, but she didn't go till Pesach, she can go after Pesach. Because he made the t'nai that you have to go to your father's house before Pesach for the Isser to kick in. Shari lohi dira el ara Pesach. He only made the condition that she's not going to go to her father's house till Pesach. But if he made the condition that she can't go till Sukkos, but the Isser Hanoah is only till Pesach, then if she has Hanoah before Pesach and hasn't yet gone to her father's house, we don't know if she's over the Isser or not. Depends now if after Pesach she's going to go to her father's house till Sukkos or not. If she does, retroactively she's over. If she doesn't, then retroactively what she did was okay.